If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order. Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast. I'm alive.
I'm barely alive.
I'm doing fine.
When he's doing the best out of the three of us, it's fine. True. For people wondering what happened last week, I used numbing patches to try and cure my pinched nerve, and then I overdid it, and the side effect is stomach pain, so I was like doubled over. Don't overdo those patches, folks. Anyway, this week we're talking about specifically with the reveal of I've been calling him Quagmire, but this is Faded One of Zero Blangmire.
Great name.
I like it too. Is a new ride line for Dark States. And we wanted to talk in particular about his guard restrict ability, but first, just his effect. Does someone want to read it?
Sure. So, the Faded One of Zero Blangmire. When unit attacks a Vanguard, you can bind two or more cards from your soul face down, up to a maximum of four. You may draw one. If you bound four or more cards, your opponent chooses two of their rear guards, binds them face down, and it gets 5k for every two cards in your bind zone. Every face down in your bind zone. At the start of the guard step of the battle where it attacked, if you have eight or more face down cards in your bind zone, you may have it get critical plus one till end of turn. If you do, your opponent cannot call or play Sentinels from the hand. Choose one of your opponent's Vanguard, and until the end of your opponent's next turn, all of your opponent's and that unit's abilities are nullified. Persona Red will still activate.
So that second one's his Divine Skill.
So it's once per fight.
Yeah. Good one. I like this.
I think this is interesting. I like Dark Irregulars. This has a very like Dark Irregulars vibe of like build up big number and then hit hard with big asshole.
Mm-hmm. I just love the idea of like Sharhat or whoever, not just being this like fabulous fop with the rose or whatever, but just being a huge asshole the whole time he's doing it. I have 10 or more in soul. That means no grade zeros. You know? Or, like, it kind of gives off, like, Matt, I know you're a Hamilton fan, right?
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay, so just like King George, whenever he does his, you'll be back. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
I see.
DIs and this guy in general. But, yeah, this is a... not just like for this battle, no sentinels. It's for the whole turn, and then also shutting off the abilities and abilities on the player.
And this is Dark States card.
Yeah.
So you need Dark States cards that make things go to bind zone. That's kind of what you're looking for.
It puts itself. It puts them there itself.
Oh yeah, but only two at a time, right?
Up to four.
Oh, up to four. I see. Oh, so once you do it a second time, then you can go, hey,
hey, hey,
hey.
Yes.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Two or more.
This also nullifies Sanctitude, too, because it's not saying, like, can't put Sentinels to guard circle and just can't play them from hand.
Can't call or play.
And then shutting off abilities. So, to my understanding, if let's say you're playing a Lyrical Monasterio player, they get the ability where it's like, for the rest of the fight, all my rear guards get plus 10k on my turn. Does shutting that off then subsequently not let it come on ever again? Or is it
the
just
consensus right now seems to be that it does come back? Because it just says that they're nullified, not, like, removed.
Okay, so it's like a skill drain instead of a negation.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, it just says till the end of opponent's next turn, so it basically is a blank card until then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like deleting, but like
less. But if they persona ride, then they're gonna gain all their abilities back, right? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the same as just deleting, right? Like you just write a new one, and it all comes back.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate, but is what mm-hmm. it. Not surprising.
That's interesting that it doesn't.
Wait, hold on. Back. Yeah, you have to choose your opponent's Vanguard. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like
it says that unit's abilities are nullified. So
yeah. So it's not re-ride. Like. Yeah, it's not like they.
I just want to double check. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting if it was like you get persona ride, but everything else, nah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, but yeah. Like, I feel like the deletion ability kind of doesn't matter. It doesn't even stop defensive abilities because it activates at the start of the guard step. Mm-hmm. So that means, like, things that trigger, like, when this unit is attacked already go off. So this doesn't... I feel like the deletion doesn't do anything except in the specific instance where your opponent can't re-ride.
Yeah, I guess so. Like that'd be one of those things where you either have to keep a close eye on your opponent.
No, you gotta make sure that you know, it'd be a really funny way to win.
What?
Is if somebody was on Greedon or something and you nullified its effect and they were already at six and they just died.
Yeah. You could already do that.
Oh my god, that is something you can do. That's so fucking funny.
This will never happen, but it is funny.
Yeah.
Why would it never happen?
Well, that requires somebody to be playing the old Greedon, right?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Doesn't the new Greedon have something similar? Where it's
yeah,
like...
the Greedon mask also does it.
Yeah, but is anyone playing Greedon mask?
There you go. Were. That's the thing I'm looking for.
Okay.
It was meta for a while.
What? Dang.
Yeah.
I cannot remember which of the masks were meta and which were not.
A good chunk
of them. They all kind of roll together.
Well, I think it's because they all have that similar aesthetic. With the.
They the do look item. Quite similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they're playing a bunch of the same cards. So it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Greedon was meta for a while.
Yeah.
I'm wondering
what happens. It could happen. It'd be a funny way to lose. Well, they yeah. wouldn't. Well, yeah.
It'd be a funny way to win. They'd sure be pissed off, I bet.
I mean
sometimes you can't help it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They knew it's coming.
I would love to see, like, just some dude at your locals who plays Greedon and is a dick, and you just bring this to be an asshole about it. I mean,
you can already do that with Shiranui, right? Like, if they're at 6 damage and you dominate, they don't have the Vanguard doesn't belong right. to them, so they don't have the ability anymore, and yeah. they just leave on the spot.
I will say, Shiranui looks extra stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what this episode is about.
Man. Oh, my bad. No.
I'm kidding. The main thing I wanted to look at here was the turn-wide guard restrict, because guard restrict has evolved a lot. Well,
I pitched the topic, I wanted to talk about, like, guard restrict in standard, because it, like, barely exists. Okay, and also, like, defense power in standard is bad.
True.
So it's very hard to play around, like, guard restricts in the format, so... Like, I wanted to talk about the place of guard restrict in standard because of, like, the nature of it.
Go on.
Yeah. So, like I said, like, guard restrict as your main win condition is, like, barely a thing in standard. So we had Laurel Narrow at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And even that still had, like, the multi-attack aspect, like, standard has leaned very heavily into, like, what if attack more, right? Like, there's very few decks that try to win in other ways.
Yeah. What if attack more, but also we got to be careful. So no more than five or what? Or
until they made Shiranui, and then you could get seven for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, Magnolia could do six, but it was kind of a big chore.
Yeah. But, like, that's been the design of standard, is just, like, what if attack more. So, like, very few decks have played, like, any other type of strategy. So, like, Zorga for a while until the mask version where they got a fourth attack. Although, I think, like, Zorga could still feasibly win without the fourth attack.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then there's like Bob Sagra, which they did eventually give a guard restrict to, but they gave it a battle door instead of like a sentinel restrict. That's like kind of bad. So, you know,
average.
Like the deck still sucks. But I think Bob Sagra's problem is more that the arms mechanic is very clunky, like the way they've developed it.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. But it's just like there was Laurel Neryl, which has a guard restrict, but also like that same order that gives you a bunch of power also restands your rear guard. So it's like kind of both. Like Bob Sagra has one, but the deck's not very good. Like they have printed like a handful of battle doors, so I know Jiva has one. I think Prison has one, and like
Magnolia
Prison
has one. It's you. Yeah. You. It's the name is Alvin.
Yeah, like Prison, and like Prison is still largely a three attack deck. Like the one unit they have that can make extra attacks is like not very good, and I don't think they play it.
Right.
But yeah, like there's not a lot of like big asshole decks anymore like this. So like the most recent one is Luard, but that's also a stride deck, so you have multiple options. And like depending on the situation, it might just be correct to go into driver instead. And then now we have this where like the main win condition is, you know, stopping your opponent from playing sentinels. And it kind of has that thing you were saying where like it is a turn wide sentinel restrict too, like for the rest of the turn. So you were going to make a point about like the way guard restrict has changed.
So the way guard restrict has changed, like, you know, way back in the day, it was no ones or higher because that's the only way, you know, perfect guards were.
Technically, the first one was Silent Tom.
Yeah, you're right. And so Silent Tom was no zeros, but he was kind of unique for a while. The no zeros thing eventually came back when they made draw PGs and V, like more ubiquitously. I'm like papering over a lot of stuff. I'm trying to get through this as quick as I can. So you had that as the more ubiquitous way to do perfect guards. And then also near the beginning of V, that's where you get the card Battledore Fighter and where the name Battledore still comes from, which is when someone guards with a card that gives you two or more at a time. Throughout most of V, they expanded upon that, like being like a triple door where you're gonna do three, or
kept making the number bigger,
bigger, or like it corresponded to something, or it's like as the same number of units you had, so does your opponent have to use the same number of cards, or however.
They did a lot of weird stuff like guarding in intervals of 20k,
hope on damp, baby, yeah,
stuff
like that. And as that continued on, Battledore skills tended to be more successful if they could either skirt the line of where the guarding would be. So like if you're hitting just above the power of the opponent's vanguard, that makes them waste an extra card to guard you. Or if that unit is able to attack multiple times, then you have to then guard multiple times. In the case of Hope on Damp, where it's like 20k at a time for the whole turn. And it was also deemed to be kind of toxic to have a turn-wide guard restrict. Because it could be easily abused. Now we're seeing this again, and we're like, oh, interesting. So what's changed?
I mean, for one, like, this is a one-time thing. Like, they haven't really... Like I said, they like haven't really made guard restricts, which is also why I think a lot of people have like issue with this ability, is that like the options to play around it don't really exist. Like I have a similar problem with Luard, especially like in standard it has a glory skill, which is negating the one thing that we did have in standard, things like the cat that gain shield value.
Mm-hmm.
So like I feel like they have not really gotten to the whole like counterplay for guard restricts, which sucks because again I do like the concept of just like big asshole that's really hard to guard. I think like Langmire, like I think one of the biggest problems is that you can't use Sanctitude either, and Sanctitude has been like the go-to counter for guard restricts up until now.
Sanctitude is the silver bullet for the entire game, both standard and premium. It's never not useful somewhere.
But yeah, like every deck just plays it, right? Like worst case scenario, it is just a regular ass perfect guard. But like in the instances where you can either like use it for free or use it to like bypass a guard restrict, it is a very powerful card. And so like I like a lot of what Blankmire does in theory, but I do think like the specific execution where it's like turn wide, which kind of cuts off options. So like the reason I don't like turn wide guard restricts is because like I think the whole point is to like have options or like change your opponent's decision making, not just like, okay, like 2-3 cards in your hand are completely unplayable like for the whole turn,
right?
So like another thing that had like guard restrict in the last set was Chris Rain, the lyrical archetype. So one of the grade ones had the ability that like if your opponent doesn't play a sentinel, they have to guard with like 3 different grades instead. And I thought that was like an interesting thing to do where like it is stopped by the thing that you would naturally use to stop it anyways, like a perfect guard. But because Chris Rain has her divine skill that gives you a 4th attack that has like that like copies her criticals. So like if you get, let's say you like check a critical trigger and you use like Chris Rain's ability, then you just have like a big ass 3 crit rear guard. Okay. So like if you use that grade 1 guard restrict over multiple turns and kind of grind your opponent out of their sentinels, then it's a lot harder to stop the divine skill. And that's something that like you as the lyrical player are working towards and something that your opponent has to consider when they're playing against you, where with Blankmire, it's like, oh, you have 8 cards in bind? All right, cool. I guess I ought to like dump these PGs before you stop me from using them entirely.
Like as soon as you see the Blankmire ride line, you're like, okay, I better PG early so as to...
Yeah, because like it's inevitable that that they're just going to like hit you with it. Where like with Chris Rain, there's a level of strategy where like you could also just take the damage from Chris Rain, right? Like early on. So there's a little bit of like thinking, like you might also be able to like play into that guard restrict. Like probably not because it is a really weird guard restrict, but... You know, like, you're changing the way that you're thinking about it and trying to read, like, how your opponent is playing their turn and, like, when they're going to use the divine skill, where I feel like with Blankmire, it's like, yeah, as soon as you get within a certain threshold, you're probably just going to, like, throw it out there, right?
Yeah. Matt, what do you think about all this?
It is kind of bizarre that... Like, I really expect them just to never print a guard restrict like this ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seemed like they kind of went way too far with it in V, and they were kind of trying walking that back. And now I'm like, yeah, let's just screw it.
Because like, they're not learning from their mistakes.
Like, if you don't have triggers, right, this is a ton of shield. Like, Blankmire is going to be probably, like, 50k or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, if you Persona Ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then his effect like 43 gives another 20k, minimum from 43 minimum plus boost, right?
Yeah.
So that's already like 2 triggers plus another card for 1 pass.
Yeah.
And like, then your other rear guards also have the guard restrict, right?
Yes, and they have a rear guard that gains a crit.
Sure, because why not?
Yeah.
And it's just, so you're at 4 damage, and you're like, I have to drop how many cards to guard this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Which is just a lot, but... Yeah. It's hard to say how good it is because it is like a once per turn. Once per game, sorry.
Yeah.
but like, they're just going to try to kill you with this shit.
Yeah. And like, so, well, like when I did my initial testing, I think like the column will probably just end up being like 58k because like one of the other support cards gets 5k when it like boosts the Blankmire, and then like it has another effect that gives it an additional 2k, so it's just a 15k booster. But
we're talking a 4 card guard.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Yep.
For one, or like for one to pass, I guess. If you, or yeah. 4 crit, or 4 triggers if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
There are decks where the strategy is just guard early and then you're usually able to kill them.
I mean,
and
like, I think that's going to be the case what here, you have to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have low on damage, that way you can like just take this guy if they go for it. But really, realistically, what's going to happen in that situation is your opponent's just going to not
do it.
Not do it immediately anyway.
Yeah.
Because if you're PGing early, you're actually costing yourself a fair amount of cards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, all right.
Yeah, there's a bit of that push and pull. And again, like, it has a rear guard that gains a crit, so like they can still pressure you with that.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to be at low damage against this deck.
But I think the difference maker, kind of like what determines whether this deck is like really good or not, is how well it does exactly that. Mm-hmm. Whether it can actually put any reasonable pressure on you before it just tries to kill you.
Yeah.
Some decks are just unable to do so, which is why even if their pressure turns really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, this card just randomly like removes two rear guards.
Yeah, it just does that, huh?
Yeah, which I'm not gonna lie, I don't mind that. Like, I feel like in early D, they had like a ton of removal for all of the decks, and then they like slowly just kind of stopped printing removal cards, and now like there's a bunch of decks that exist that don't have removal, so I do like seeing like Langmire have like the ability to just randomly bind two of your opponent's rear guards.
One issue I do foresee is you do have to play some amount of rear guards that are going to get you to four more soul.
Yes.
Because like the first activation of this card will be pretty free, I think.
Yeah.
Because you'll already have three from the ride line, and then you just need to find another card somewhere.
Yeah. The ride line does soul charge too.
Right. Which is the ride line will probably give to you maybe one extra card, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you need to find three more cards to put in soul or so.
Yeah.
And so the first activation is already like if your opponent commits a bunch, you're pretty much getting a pretty valuable first activation.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy combined four, which I think is going to be the ideal play.
Yeah. Well, both cards in the ride line just do the same thing where you reveal the top three cards and soul charge all grade one or graders.
Oh, so I see.
They can both soul charge up to three.
That's crazy. So you could just have it.
Yes.
But probably not. And the other card, I assume they put on the bottom?
I believe so, yes.
It'd be really dumb if they didn't.
Yeah. Like, they put the rest at the bottom, and then if you put two or more, you draw one.
Oh, wow. That's incredible, actually.
Yeah. I think the ride line is pretty strong.
Yeah, that ride line is very good, actually. Because even if you put one card, you only get one soul, but then you get an extra card. And this card's basically like plus three for four soul. That's pretty nice. But it's going to wonder. Yeah. But it does require your. So committing early is kind of awkward against this thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Because like your opponent can punish like early rush by binding your rear guards. And then my first build, I was experimenting with like the set 11 order cards. So like. The one that, like, you soul charge one, give a unit 5k, and then, like, end of turn, you could discard to bring it back.
Hmm.
Like, I was experimenting with that to, like, give the deck an early game. Also, like, constantly recycling the order is just an easy way to soul charge every turn.
Right.
And you only have to play the one copy because the grade one can search it from drop zone.
Okay.
So, like, that was my plan. That was my plan when I first started testing Blankmire, was like using, as I just took inspiration from Order Jet, because I played against it over the weekend at locals, and I'm like, you know, actually, like, that's not a terrible idea for just giving the deck an early game.
Yeah, those kinds of that order, I think when we first looked at it, I was like, running one copy, that seems kind of value if you can like consistently get to it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the order? It was
the plus 5k soul charge one, then you can discard, get it back.
Oh yeah.
Just because, like, it's kind of like a thing. If you had nothing better to do, it's like an order you can always play, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my build right now. So I'm just running the grade one and then, like, one copy of the order.
That makes sense.
We just won't damage check it.
Yeah, I mean, just search it immediately. Easy.
Yeah. So we all say. So says Barber's Law. Oh, wait.
But this card might have some... This is decent. Reads decently to me. It seems to have a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just making sure that it can like deal enough get strong enough to deal damage to the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I guess like you activate it the first time, it gets 10k, right?
Yeah.
and then you activate the second time and it gets 20k. And if they're, you know, if you haven't used Divine Slayer, you can just kind of keep going as long as you can get cards and soul. But a third time is going to take a lot more work than the second time, even.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because even if you hit like two off each of the ride line, like you're still only at what, seven cards. So maybe you can find an eighth. It's EC2 activations, but you still need to find four more.
Yeah.
But even if you like max hit 3-3, right? Mm-hmm. You're only at nine.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, this is. I remember when Zorga came out and we were ripping on it.
Yeah.
And then this kind of has that same energy where it's not really meant to be something multi-attacking.
I mean, it is. It does, though. It already has a rear card. The grade one, like, restands something when it boosts.
It needs it.
Yeah. Just scroll down, like, two cards.
It's this guy?
Yeah. So when it boosts a grade three or greater with Blanked Mire, it gets 2k, and then if you have four or more face down in your bind zone, you counter blast one, restand one of your front row. If you have eight or more, it gets plus 15k.
That's really good. I mean, like, the fact that you can just slot that in with in anything.
You mentioned they had a rear guard that gets into crit.
Yep, beneath that.
Steam Raider Zamug.
Yeah, so luckily the crit only lasts until end of battle, so you would have to pay energy blast six if you want it for both attacks, but...
Thank God.
Okay, so...
Well, wait, you're not doing anything else with energy, so you just could stack energy.
Yeah. When placed on rare, if your Vanguard is grade 3 or greater and is named Blangmire, counterblast 1, check reveal top 3, put any number in soul. If you put one or more, draw one. You may draw one, sorry.
Yeah, but if you're playing toward a kill turn, you might as well stack this with 6 energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck it, right?
When it's not attacks, once per turn?
Nope.
It's not. Oh, and it gets power plus 5,000 addition. Sure.
Yeah. When it attacks, if your Vanguard is grade 3 or greater and has Blangmire, and this unit's critical is 1 or lower, very interesting way to put that. Energy Blast 3 gets plus 5k and plus a crit to end of battle. So.
Yeah, so that's something you can... But also, this is just something you can do like across the game. Yeah. Right? It's like, you restand it, and you're like, eh, I'll just give it a crit 2.
Oh, it also just Soul Charges 3 if you want.
Yep.
Never mind, just kidding. I see no issues.
Yeah, no, I think this deck is pretty strong.
Yeah, just kind of this card just kind of fixes every possible problem it could have had, huh?
Yeah.
Plus, there's all the other dark stuff Dark States has that like helps with soul.
This card's a triple R, right?
Yeah, looks like it based off the picture. See the little yellow?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
A triple R. Yeah. This card feels like a triple R. It kind of just solves every possible issue.
That thing's a double R, and then
the grade 3 is a common, I think. Grade 3.
The other grade 3. Then yes. This guy's a common. Yes.
I don't know what that card does.
Placed when an attached van, if you have four or more face down in your bind zone, you can have it get plus 10. If you do, put it in soul end of battle. And then when put into your soul by your card ability, if your Vanguard is grade 3 or greater and has Blangmire, bind this card face down and draw one. Wow, he has a really good set of tools.
Yeah, no, they kind of gave this... Like, I like overall, like, the support they gave it, and I really like what Blangmire itself does. Like, I like that it has a removal ability. I like that they've decided to make a big asshole with the guard restrict, although I think, like, the environment of Standard maybe doesn't facilitate that kind of play style right now because of a lack of defensive options.
Right.
And I don't like that it is like turn wide. I'm not fond of that type of ability, although I will play it.
part of me wants to pick this up myself too. It looks tempting for sure.
It seems kind of nice. I like that every subsequent card just kind of fixed any question I would have had to start with. It's very funny. Very cool.
Yeah, like the deck has decent draw power. Like maybe not the best early game, but that's why I'm playing like that's why I'm currently conceptualizing like an order variant.
I mean, like the episode like that we came to do wasn't necessarily about Blangmire himself, even though ended up being, who cares, but just about like guard restrict in Standard, like Rootbeer was saying, where it's the game's not really equipped for it. It wasn't equipped for it in V very much either. And
yeah,
look what happened there.
Honestly, the lack of G guards really does just hurt. Because G guards usually just bypass most guard restricts.
This is a lot of cards to guard.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the time your opponent has six energy persona ride blind, and you're just like, wow, that's a lot of cards.
Yes.
Because you're like, so the grade two, it can just be like 28, 33 with crit, right? Mm-hmm. Restand it into.
Do you want the name again?
No. But the first attack wouldn't actually be with guard restrict, right?
No.
No.
They could PG the first attack, but that's still two cards. Yeah, and then you attack with Vanguard, which is like 50, 56 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like four cards, so that's six. And then you restand the idiot, and the idiot with 15k, and then the idiot attacks again for 20, 35, 40 with crit. Mm-hmm. And that one does have the guard restrict. Yep. That's another two cards. So we're at seven, and you still have another attack.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cards.
Yes, it is.
So probably like nine cards at least.
It seems like it would. It seems like it would occupy that same space that DI's does, where it's good, it's really good, but it doesn't really catch on for whatever reason.
I mean, Darkness was meta during set 14.
Yeah,
yeah, but it wasn't really super popular.
Yes, it was.
Not it was quite popular. Stuff. You like sure had a lot.
I don't know. I feel like DI's disignored.
Yeah, got pretty popular in G era for sure.
I think. Yeah. But there were, it definitely topped with Bladewing Assassins. It was like pretty strong meta deck at like the end of G. It was pretty strong for like the first set. Okay. It wasn't like the best deck. It was probably like the fourth best, but like it was still very strong when it was definitely like strong when Gastiel was legal.
Look, you don't gotta tell me twice. All right, favorite deck of all time over there. That's I miss it every day.
Yeah,
I will pedantically correct you about Vanguard's history, even though you've been playing longer than me.
Oh, but... I know. No, like I was looking at the map of the completion for high speed rail between Los Angeles and San Francisco, and I can't wait till it's done so I can take a train out there for $8 and punch you in the face. Just.
That's great. A long train ride to punch someone in the face.
I mean, if it's high speed rail, won't take too long, right?
Like 3 hours.
Maybe, yeah. And it won't be like $100 and something for a flight.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But being at 4 damage against this guy seems real scary.
Yeah. Honestly, even being at 3 because all the like selective soul charging that you have.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing with Diaz. Diaz, it was just soul charge your nuts out and like, okay, if the triggers crits, go with them, they go with them. Yeah. This one, they can be like, okay, I'll choose not to put this crit in here.
But being at 4 damage, like, every attack is like, you will die if this hits. And you're like, that's wild.
Yeah.
You know, minus obvious shit, but yeah.
Yeah. So, turn-wide guard restrict is still a little bit of a, like, side eye for me, but maybe because it's a divine steal, they figured out a balance with
at least it's not no zeros again.
Yeah.
Or no zeros and all cards in the guard circle lose all abilities.
That was an interesting one for sure.
For the turn, of course.
Yeah. Well, Ichikishima didn't have the no zeros thing. It just turned off your auto abilities.
Yeah. Which is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and or.
I mean, in my head, I was thinking if they were going to do that with Ichikishima, they would then turn around and make a bunch of G-Guards with continuous abilities, but they kind of never did. It was like...
Well, they don't print G-Guards anymore.
That too. Clockmaker
has a continuous ability.
Randomly, some Royal Paladin G-Guard is like, it continuous. If you have two or more grade two rear guards, like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Day late and a dollar short, guys.
I hate it when they... So, this is kind of an aside here. But I fucking hate it when they make G-Guards that are just, like, really freaking easy to play around somehow. Like, they're like, if the stars align, you're like, well, I will simply wait for the stars not to be aligned.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well. Like, having two grade two rear guards is just like, all right, I'm going to attack your rear guard. And you're like, well, if I let it die, then my G guard gets worse.
Oh, if you can retire my rear guards.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no.
When this unit is put on guard circle, counterblast and perform the following depending on which battle of the turn it is. First battle, choose one of your units gets plus 5k. Fourth battle or more, this unit gets plus 20k till end of battle. So what's happening during second or third? I don't know. Go fuck yourself.
That's right.
Wave second or third time, plus 5k shield. Just like, come on, guys. The fact that they had to keep printing Aquaforce G-Guards until they had just enough to cover every number of battle, they're like, all right, we've done our part. Leave us alone.
They're so lazy, the Aquaforce G-Guards, Jesus Christ.
They are. Yeah.
But somehow they're better than Royal Paladins or Murakumo's.
Murakumo's G-Guards do not exist, so...
At first, I thought the flip one that like lets your guys that you guard with go back to deck was halfway decent, but like, no,
is it? You think GB1 Plotmaker is better?
That's why I said nah. Like, I remember like first getting like revealed.
Counterblast 1 Plotmaker, but needs GB.
Yeah. Very and then cool. Plotmaker's just like, oh, plus 10 for playing the game.
Shishi Yuzuki is like almost playable, except needs a card on board.
Anyway, so what do you guys think about turn wide guard restrict? Does having it back ruin the game outright, or did Bushi kind of figure it out this time? Leave it in the comments below, or on your podcast app of choice. Tell your friends, tell your family, share with folks. Patreon.com.
Share if you play.
What?
Share if you play.
Share if you play. Shut up.
Stop.
Patreon.com/NexusAtNight if you want to help the show out. Get a bonus show every week with 2 to 3 of us. You can get thanked at the end of and on the bottom of each episode, like Darren Cole, Josh, Jeremy, GR, and Ali, our $10 patrons. If you want to hit us up at Nexus at Night on Twitter or Instagram, how about the rest of us?
Find me on Twitter at Wiggums, 2 G's, 2 C's, like it says here.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse, like it does not say here.
It takes some getting used to. You can find me at Atlas Novak, like it says here. Yeah. I know. So you can find me at that at all the places, or my YouTube channel, The Epileptic Comic, or my other podcast, Generation Dan, which is a comedy podcast about generational differences. That's every Friday on your podcast app of choice, or just look it up. And then I also recently started a history podcast called Last Minute History with Cole Clayton, former host of Generation Dan. That's every other Monday on the Generation Dan RSS feed. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, I was Atlas.
I'm still Matt.
I'm Root Beer.
And have a good night, everybody.